From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. U.S. military planes are set to resume evacuating seriously injured earthquake victims from Haiti by tomorrow morning. The White House says it has received assurances from hospitals in this country and in other nations that they can receive more Haitian patients. The flights were suspended last week over disagreement about where the evacuees would be treated and how the cost of their medical care would be covered. 10 Americans are facing a court hearing in Port-au-Prince tomorrow. They were detained by police after trying to bus 33 orphaned Haitian children to Santo Domingo. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports from Port-au-Prince.
Sean Langford says his wife and 18-year-old daughter were among those arrested on charges of child trafficking.
That's not at all what they were doing. They were down there on a rescue mission.
Langford says they picked up the children from an orphanage that had collapsed in the earthquake nearly 3 weeks ago. They had hoped to take them to a new orphanage in the Dominican Republic to possibly be adopted. Haitian police say the missionaries did not have the proper documents to take the children out of the country. The arrests were made just days after Haiti put new restrictions on adoptions. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
The proposed federal budget that President Obama will be sending to Congress tomorrow predicts a record $1.6 trillion budget deficit for the current fiscal year, which ends in September. Then the deficit is expected to decline. The budget plan includes $100 billion for measures aimed at reducing the nation's high unemployment rate. A new report by a Treasury Department watchdog agency says the government's response to the financial crisis could make future crises more likely. Steve Beckner of Market News International has that story.
The quarterly report to Congress on the $700 billion Troubled Asset Relief Program, TARP, warns that government efforts to rescue banks and prop up the housing market are paving the way for more excess risk-taking. TARP Special Inspector General Neil Barofsky wrote, quote, "Even if TARP saved our financial system from driving off a cliff back in 2008, absent meaningful reform, we are still driving on the same winding mountain road, but this time in a faster car." In particular, Barofsky had misgivings about efforts to support housing, including massive Federal Reserve purchases of mortgage-backed securities to hold down mortgage rates. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Senior White House advisor David Axelrod says President Obama still wants Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and other September 11th defendants tried in the U.S. justice system, but whether that trial will be in New York City as earlier planned has not been decided.
The mayor and the police chief and others have changed their minds and said they thought it would be too logistically difficult and too expensive. We have to take that into consideration, and we're doing that now.
Axelrod was on NBC's Meet the Press. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the accused terrorists should be tried by a military commission, not a federal court. And he says GOP lawmakers will try to block funding for any planned trial in New York City. This is NPR News. Yemen's government has rejected a ceasefire offer from rebels in the northern part of that country and insisted instead that they accept the government's original ceasefire offer, which included a demand that they disarm. The UN's refugee agency says the humanitarian crisis in Yemen is deepening. It says 250,000 civilians have been displaced by the fighting there in recent years. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports around 7,000 people every week now are fleeing the fighting between the government and al-Houthi rebels. Spokesman Andre Mihecic says these people can no longer cope or sustain themselves in the areas of conflict.
Making ends meet is getting increasingly difficult for the displaced population, as well as to get access to basic services such as health and education. Most of them fled, leaving behind almost all their belongings and cattle, which was the pillar of their livelihoods and primary source of income.
Mihecic says camps for displaced people are becoming overcrowded. Many have fled their homes without any belongings and are unable to make ends meet. He says the UNHCR is distributing supplies, including tents, mattresses, and blankets, to the homeless. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Roger Federer downed Andy Murray in straight sets today to win the men's singles title at the Australian Open Tennis Tournament. Federer dropped serve only twice in the match.
I think I was hitting the ball well. I felt that from the start. So I always knew it was going to be a very intense match, you know, and I'm happy I was able to play so aggressive and, you know, and patient at the same time, because that's what you got to be against Murray.
It was Federer's fourth Australian Open title. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.